Git request. A Murderbot fanfiction written by Arex09 with God of Laundry Baskets as the narrator,
CC Rambles as Iris,
Lord Smeldington III as Art,
and Vexbatch as Murderbot.
Perry says,
Iris, do you recall the time on Zavfleet when I abruptly departed to go pick up Kareem? And Seth told me that I was required to give the crew a 15-minute advance warning of unexpected departures.
Iris, from her station in the command center, groans.
Perry, no.
She tries. Undeterred, Perry says,
you may consider this your 25-minute warning.
Unspoken is the implication that she ought to be grateful for the extra 10 minutes. Iris knows better.
Is that how long it'll take for you to be cleared for departure for the station?
Yes,
Perry admits.
Did you use Dad's ID again, or did you just bully them into it?
Iris asks. Then she lets it go because there's a more important question to ask.
What happened? Where are we going?
I don't bully anyone into doing anything,
Perry says in a blatant lie.
And we aren't required to go anywhere. You still have time to disembark if you'd like. This is where I'm going.
It opens a system map for a smaller star, 2 planets, 5 moons, and no transit station, overlaying it on top of her analysis.
Don't you still have time to disembark me, Perry. I'm not going anywhere,
Iris says. She's the only member of the crew on board at the moment. They're at the university, in between missions, and most of the crew is down on the planet, seeing family or friends. She'd come up for the day, both to get some work done quietly, and because Perry gets grumpy if nobody comes to see it while it's docked, especially since Sec Unit's on a solo mission right now and not available to watch media with it. Nobody else is close enough to join them on this impromptu mission, whatever it is.
Why are we going to this mostly isolated planet?
In answer, Perry forwards her a message, an inter-system message passed along through the wormhole from station to station. The message is very simple and reads,
can you come get me?
With coordinates attached.
Who?
Iris begins, then realizes there's only one possible answer to this question.
Sec Unit sent this?
Yes.
Did it include any more details?
Iris tries more because she feels like she ought to than because she really expects it.
No.
Sec Unit is on a contract with some non-corporate political entity, not preservation, but she doesn't know any details beyond that, and she's now regretting not finding out more.
Is it in danger, or does it just not have a ride back?
I don't know.
Iris pauses. Perry goes on.
I don't have a large enough sample of similar requests to use for comparative analysis.
That shouldn't surprise Iris. Perry's feed voice sounds almost normal, but now that Iris is paying attention.
Okay.
Iris says.
So we'll prep for multiple contingencies.
After a moment of thought, she adds,
and lecture Sec Unit about the amount of details that's appropriate in pickup requests once we get there.
Yes.
Perry agrees to both counts. It's a little while before Iris has the chance for that lecture. They spend 10 cycles in the wormhole, then have to collect Sec Unit and its clients from the planet and shuffle them all into medical. Their transit, Perry tells her, was damaged, and while nobody was badly injured, everybody is a little worse for wear. Which is how Iris ends up perched in medical, watching Sec Unit out of the corner of her eye, while its clients take turns in the med system getting patched up. Sec Unit's not quite in the room. It's leaning against the wall just outside medical, looking torn between observing everybody inside and fleeing to its cabin where nobody can talk to it. Perry's almost certainly talking to it at this very moment, Iris knows, but that's not a reason for her not to do the same. She considers it for a moment, then asks over the feed.
Are you all right? Do you need medical attention too?
No,
Secunet says.
I'm fine.
Technically, it ought to be a private connection between Iris and Secunet, but private feed connections don't actually exist on board Perry. It butts in.
Its feet have been clogged with sand and need cleaning and repair to return to optimal functionality.
Art, you fucking snitch,
Secunet says. Iris snorts.
Better get used to it,
she tells Secunet.
Perry never lets anyone get away with hiding injuries.
Not that anybody really tries, but you try insisting that you're fine when you have a migraine one time, and nobody ever lets you hear the end of it.
Fucking fantastic,
Secunet says. It doesn't say anything for a moment more, and Iris thinks that's going to be the end of the conversation. But then it says...
I didn't think... Did Art drag you along?
Oh, that's right. Secunet's never been around for any of Perry's unauthorized jaunts before.
No, I was just the only one on board when Perry got your message.
Iris tells it.
It insisted on leaving immediately, so the others didn't have time to come back to the station from the university before we left, or they would have come along too.
Oh.
Secunet doesn't say anything else for a moment. Iris half expects Perry to butt in, but it doesn't say anything.
You didn't have to do that. It wasn't urgent or anything.
Perry says...
I disagree. You were stranded on a strange planet with limited supplies
we
and-
We were fixing the transport.
Secunet interjects.
We'd almost gotten it working, and Donna Bean had sent message to GI for a pickup.
GI's pickup, maybe.
Perry begins. It's probably about to say something condescending about how it hasn't yet gotten a chance to vet GI's competency, which will probably lead to Secunet getting annoyed on behalf of its clients, so Iris butts in first.
The point is,
she says,
next time.
Next time?
Secunet says.
Not that I expect you to get into trouble like this again,
Iris says hastily.
I do,
Perry says.
Shut up, Perry, I'm talking,
Iris tells it.
My point is,
she goes on to Secunet.
If it happens again, try to include as much context as you can in your message. Then we'll know if we have to drop everything and go, or if there's any prep we should pause to do in advance, that kind of thing. Okay?
Secunet doesn't say anything for a moment. Then it blurts out.
You can't just... Won't you get in trouble with the university for running off without warning?
It sounds strangely bewildered and oddly young.
A little,
Iris tells it.
But this is hardly the first time Perry's done this.
If they didn't want a transport to be able to autonomously decide where the most important place to be was, they shouldn't have built me.
Perry says coolly. It's true, so Iris says.
The university knows it's, let's say, an occupational hazard of sentient transports.
So, tell me the details next time,
Perry says.
So that I may plan your retrieval with more details.
And so that you don't worry, Perry.
Iris chimes in because it's obviously not going to say anything. Perry says,
I don't worry. I am well aware of the extent of your competence.
Secunet doesn't say anything for a long moment, so long that Iris starts to worry she's said something wrong. Then it says,
okay,
and then too fast.
I need to go take a recharge cycle.
Pushes off the wall and bolts down the corridor, disconnecting from the feed connection. Iris stares after it.
Did I say something wrong?
She asks Perry.
No, I believe you said something right.
It sounds pleased, and maybe a little smug.
You sound satisfied,
Iris says. Perry considers the matter for longer than she expects it to. Then it says,
for now.
Hmm?
When Iris makes an inquisitive noise, it clarifies,
I won't truly be satisfied until the first time I show up to retrieve SecUnit, and it complains that I'm late and it was expecting me hours ago. But this is a more than acceptable start.
The end.